John, in some of your recent writing, you've said that we're currently in the eye of a storm. What do you mean by that?
Well, if any of the listeners saw the film The Perfect Storm about 10 or 12 years ago, which was the account of what happens in the oceans if a really big cyclone comes in. Now, a cyclone is where the pressure of the wind, the pressure of the air, creates winds of enormous force. It has a centre to it, and the winds move from the centre at ever-increasing speed in a circular fashion out to the extremities. Now, that's called a cyclone. Cyclones moving around the world all the time. Just occasionally, you get super cyclones, which have been bred by really difficult circumstances, and they sometimes coalesce, they come together. And when they come together, they produce the most catastrophic sorts of storms, winds going all over the place. Now, here's the secret. Mariners of old, knowing that, realised that if they found themselves getting caught up in that situation, there was only one way they could survive, and that was to go to the very, very centre of the cyclone, the very centre of the typhoon. Because in the very centre, actually everything is still. If you once tried to run away from it, you got caught up in winds that were going all over the place. And if you have a perfect storm, you've got so many winds blowing, there's nothing you can do about it. The only thing to do when you've got a real problem is to go to the very heart of the storm. Now, I use that analogy for things happening in British education at the moment, because actually we've got two conflicting, totally conflicting ideas. The idea that the initiative has held on to for a very long time goes back to Confucius. Tell me and I forget. Show me and I won't. Let me do and I understand. Why? Because actually real education takes a terrific amount of perseverance. It's not about learning a series of fixed points. It involves knowing about fixed points, but it's not just about that. It's about how do you use this stuff. Now, there's a conflicting view on that, which says, God, that's damn expensive to do it like that. Surely there must be a quicker way. If you give me a list of what everybody needs to know, I will pass a law and say you've got to know that. Those two storms are hitting head on. One of them is actually called the policies of the present British government, which is all about the fact, and I said it years ago, and you've heard me recording this, when I visited Downing Street, they said, we can't fault your argument. The system you're calling for would require very good teachers. We don't think there'll ever be enough good teachers, and so we're going for a teacher-proof way of raising schools. That way we'll get uniform standards. You don't get, you know, if you get uniform standards, they're pretty low standards, because unless children get the feeling that learning is about managing things that nobody's ever thought about managing beforehand, they don't get excited about it. So we've really got a perfect storm crashing together. Now, at this stage, nobody even knows who their friends are. Because I would say, yes, there is something out of the memorization is important argument, which is important, but when somebody says that is more important than asking questions, then that's a load of rubbish. So we're actually stuck in this perfect storm. Now, to solve that, you've got to have the courage and the mental ability to say, actually, cut the cackle. What is actually the issue being discussed here? You've got to go to the very heart of the matter. And only if you get to the very heart of the matter will you find a way out of it. Trying to bring up patched-on solutions, which is what tends to happen in time and again, solutions which require the Secretary of State to produce yet another edict, another regulation on this, that and the other, and the teachers get bog-eyed. They can't stand it. The pupils get bog-eyed because what the teachers are giving them is too boring. Everybody loses the heart of what it's about. They're on the outside of the cyclone. The eye of the storm is where you had to go to really thrash out what matters.